born in August 30th, 1944. I was a war baby, and we had rationing. And my grandfather had to get everybody in the family's canned milk rationing stamps and go around, and I couldn't drink raw milk. So he had to go around and gather up enough canned milk to keep me alive. Ooh. And born at Markham's Hospital, which no longer exists. There was a Dr. Markham at that time. And my family actually lived 7 miles east of Longview on, at that time it was called Kirkendall Road, that which was my maiden name. But now it's Country Club Road. Cotton Street goes on out and south. And that's where I was raised. I went to school at Hallsville. I remember when they built the A&P here. It was on one of those streets that's still a main street downtown. Before that, we just had little mom and pop grocery stores. But I've seen Longview grow from a little one street town to the large city it is today. And I guess we've got about all the amenities we need here. Some people who had emus, they were raising. I was raised on, well, it's the way you get there is Cotton Street, and I was raised on, it was, like I said, you go over Loop 281 going east on Cotton Street. They call it Country Club Road now. And you go on down and it curves around, and there was a pasture around there where the people raised emus. And we could drive around there and look at them. And, well, we were dairy farmers. And, of course, my mother and daddy are deceased, and my brother and sister sold their part of the land, but I've still got my land because I remember my daddy's daddy always saying, he said it a jillion times, if he said it once, there won't ever be any more land. If you get hold of some land, you better hang on to it because there won't ever be any more. In other words, we got what we got. So I've still got my land out there. And we had a lot of land at that time, and he would ride around and check it all every day. He would, when I, before I started school, he would take me with him, riding over all that land. It was interesting to me. He would, you know, see if there was anything needed to be done, and we had to feed the cattle in the winter. Then we had dairy cattle. We had to milk. I'm talking about 30 to 40 head twice a day with electric milkers.